The Supreme Court has unanimously upheld a broad state ethics law. It ruled that legislators have no personal First Amendment right to vote on a bill. The decision reverses a Nevada Supreme Court decision that would have undermined conflict of interest rules across the country. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that today's ruling stems from a controversy that began in Sparks, Nevada.
In 2006, the Nevada Ethics Commission ruled that Michael Kerrigan, a Sparks City Councilman, had violated the state ethics law when he voted to approve a casino development at a time when his campaign manager and close friend was being paid $10,000 a month by the developer. Kerrigan protested the finding, noting that he disclosed his campaign manager's role.
I did not do anything unethical. If I would have done it, something unethical, I would have resigned.
Instead, Kerrigan appealed to the Nevada Supreme Court, which ruled in his favor. The state court declared that voting by an elected public officer is protected by the First Amendment guarantee of free speech and expression. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed that decision. Writing for a unanimous court, Justice Antonin Scalia noted that as far back as the founding of the Republic, both federal and state laws barred officials from voting on matters in which they had a personal interest. Just as the nation's founders treated obscenity and libel as speech that's not protected by the First Amendment, said Scalia, so too did they treat recusal laws for legislators and judges as permissible under the Constitution. A legislator's vote is not speech, said Scalia. Rather, it's a mechanical function of government. And he went further, declaring that if a vote is barred, so too can advocacy leading up to the vote during a legislative session be barred. Such a limited advocacy ban, he said, is a reasonable curb on the time, place, and manner of legislative speech where there's a conflict of interest. The decision left government reform groups breathing a sigh of relief. Scott Nelson, a lawyer for Public Citizen, notes that the challenge to the Nevada ethics law was supported by some of the same forces that have successfully challenged longstanding campaign spending laws.
The court apparently sees a difference between campaign finance laws, which there's a majority that is very suspicious of, and ethics laws, which seem backed by a pretty much unanimous court.
But James Bopp, the leading challenger of campaign finance laws, sees today's ruling as very limited.
This decision turned out to be a very narrow one. What the court refused to consider were the real First Amendment issues in the case.
Indeed, the Supreme Court today did not address two other issues raised by Councilman Kerrigan, his claim that the Nevada law is unconstitutionally vague and that it violates his right of free association by punishing him for the political loyalty of his longtime friend and campaign manager. Still, most experts said that Kerrigan will have an uphill battle when the case goes back to the Nevada courts. Columbia Law School professor Richard Befault notes that because the Supreme Court has ruled that a legislative vote is not protected by the First Amendment, the state courts will have to be far more deferential to the existing law.
I think when the court is saying you don't have a free speech right to cast a vote the way you want, I think that would also pick up the associational right.
Or, as Public Citizen lawyer Scott Nelson puts it,
it looks like it would face very tough sledding with seven justices joining Justice Scalia in saying legislators don't really have a First Amendment right at issue here.
Two justices filed concurring opinions in the Nevada case. Justice Anthony Kennedy, though agreeing with the Scalia opinion, hedged his bets a bit for some other hypothetical case in the future. Justice Samuel Alito had a more fundamental disagreement with the majority, saying that in his view, legislative voting is speech. Nonetheless, he agreed with the outcome because similar restrictions were permitted by the nation's founders. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.